Welcome back to the Wells Fargo Center. The Flyers carry a 1-0 lead into the third period. The faceoff brought to you by Molson's new Fireside Dark Lager. Brewed with 7 specially selected malts, it's perfect for the cold nights filled with warm conversation. Molson Fireside, now available in-store for a limited time. Leafs to the left, Flyers to the right. And it is Provorov getting the puck ahead on the left wing, and it is Voracek throwing it into the corner, out of the net. Anderson to play it along, swept up on the wing, and then now Muzzin trying to get it out, has it to an open wing, and skating up to retrieve it is Hall. Justin Hall in across the line, looks to drop it off to Nylander, couldn't get it by one Flyer, and it is that Flyer, Oscar Lindblom, who pokes it out at center ice. Lindblom gets an errant pass up on the wing, Voracek, Lindblom going to the front of the net, scooped away by Anderson, fed around on the far side, and Tavares off the bench has got it now in the Toronto zone. Drops for Hall, back for Tavares, up on the right side he comes to the line, chipping it into the right wing corner, bit of a glance to find out where everybody is, gets it to Janssen, now it's Spezza getting it back to the blue line, a long wrist shot, an easy stick save made there by Hart, and the Flyers will get it out. Kevin Hayes plays in on the right side, trying to backhand it in front with Scott Laughton. That went off a stick back of the Leaf goal. Played along the near side, and the Leafs are able to break it out. Right wing side, Spezza drops it off on the left wing side, and it is shot in by Tyson Barrie. But the Flyers have it again and are chipping it to the line, but not out. Kept alive now by Mikheyev, tried to backhand it in front, and it was broken up. Then Mikheyev stole the puck, played into the far corner for Kapanen. Kapanen curls out of the corner, back to the point for Dermott. Dermott holds. Dermott with a wrist shot that's wide of the net. Trapped by Barrie on the far wing, but he can't get it in front. Flyers have poked it out into the neutral zone, and the Leafs are there as the long lead pass now comes back the other way, but it goes off Kerfoot's stick and into the screen, or excuse me, into the crowd, and out of play.
Yep. On the Maple Leafs when trailing after two periods of play, 0-7-1. This is the ninth time they've trailed into the third period, and that one, which was a shootout loss, was at home to Philadelphia. They were down 2-1 in the third. Nylander scored, but the Flyers went on to win it in the shootout. The other game that the Leafs won, they were actually down 3-2 in the third period. Philadelphia scored first in the third to take the lead.
Now the Flyers in over the line. Giroux rolls it in front. Backhand by Frost. Went to the near corner boards instead of going to the net. And the Leafs are able to break it out. Kerfoot speeding away on the left wing. And gets in over the line and plays into the left wing corner. Stood up there by Myers. Puck comes back along the wall. Poked out at center. And now here's a pass ahead into the neutral zone. In across the line. Trying to get to it was Frost. But it was knocked away and it's back out into the center ice area. Provorov works it back in, drops it off to Van Riemsdyk, back to Provorov, and he was poke-checked there rather adroitly by Anderson. Shot from the point then is whistled over top of the goal. Far side, Pitlick trying to work it back behind the net and does. Van Riemsdyk back to the point. Provorov's shot is deflecting. Laughton may have got a piece, but it sends it up into the screen and out of play.
The Flyers, a team that come close here in the third period. And the irony, if Mitch Marner gets back in the lineup tomorrow night against Colorado, well, his last game was when he was injured in the early, right off the opening faceoff of the second period at home against the Flyers.
They just had a stat up. The shot hits are 13-9 in this game, Mr. Ralph. There was a time in the old spectrum that might have been the first shift.
Yes.
And trust me, you would have heard them. Game has changed. Here's Nylander in with a shot and a blocking arm save made by Hart. Flyers get it back on the left wing boards. Chipped out into the center ice area and turning with it is Lindblom, who gets it over on the wing and it is cleared down into the Toronto zone. Back of the net into the near corner. Lindblom gets there first to play it back of the net for Couturier. A pass into the slot, broken up, and now here's a chance for the Leafs to break. It's Nylander on the right wing. Got it in front, but the shot then by Engvall went high off a stick. He gets it back and tries to send it to the front of the net, but it doesn't reach anybody. At the blue line, it's pushed out at center ice, and Pierre Engvall sending it back into his own zone. Rest of his line mates are over the boards to join him. So in the third period, it wasn't the centerman who went out first. Now Engvall in, centering in front. Oh, what a chance Timoshov had. But he was just checked at the last second and then went sprawling wide of the net. Dermott. Couple of head fakes to gain some room. And he goes back of the goal with it. Travis Dermott. 15:44 to go in the third. Leafs trailing 1-0. Long shoot in. Dermott knocks it down. Had some difficulties with it. And then an emergency slap at it. Gets it out into the center ice area. Now the Leafs turn it over. Here's Spezza in with a shot and it went wide. Rebound to the side of the goal and Hart down to cover up on it and hold for a faceoff.
Leafs still holding on to an edge and shots on goal of 25-15. We were talking the game here in Philadelphia where the Leafs came back and won. It was 2-2 after the second period. Flyers scored early in the third. And you remember Mitch Marner with a solo dash down the right wing side, held on to it, and scored on a wraparound. And that led to the 11-round shootout that the Leafs eventually won. Andreas Janssen with a deciding goal after Jason Spezza scored a huge goal.
To keep it going.
To keep her going, keep the Leafs in it.
Now Spezza controls the faceoff, gets it back to Barry. Now a pass over on the near side by Barry didn't work. CeCe overskated the puck and the Flyers with Konechny have it in the neutral zone. A drop pass now for Giroux. And a quick shot taken there, but down is Anderson to cover up on the rebound after making the first save on the Philadelphia captain and Hearst, Ontario native.
It's been a great year point-wise. For Giroux, 2 points in his last five games, and that's since a four-point game against Carolina, just four assists in his first seven. Again, Voracek a few years ago had outstanding seasons offensively for the Flyers.
Draw one by Philadelphia. Here's Pitlick trying to send it in front of the net, but it was blocked, and the Leafs return it back behind the net for Morgan Rielly. Rielly up on the wing, quickly back for CeCe. Cody CeCe with skating room, gains the zone. Works in over the line into the corner. Rubbed out there, but carries on back of the net. It's knocked away, and Tavares couldn't get to it. The Flyers have it into the neutral zone. Shot into the Toronto end by Kevin Hayes. Back after it, Tavares, but it goes back of the net. Quickly played in front, but it was knifed away before anyone could get a stick on it. Played back behind the goal for Van Riemsdyk. Former Leaf to the blue line for Myers. Back in for Van Riemsdyk. He missed the pass, and the Leafs are able to get it freed up. And now here is Kerfoot circling the goal, being chased by Voracek. Gives it to Mikheyev. Near side for CeCe. And CeCe will bank it back into the far corner. And up on the wing it comes finally. And a long lead pass gets to Kapanen. Kapanen in on the right side. Lost an edge as he tried to one-hand it in front of the goal. Flyers counterattack and in over the line they come. Drop pass and a shot taken as Myers went to the front of the net. Knocked down in the corner was the Leaf forward. Kerfoot back around the boards. It comes to Myers. Myers wrist shot in traffic, blocked, but there's a rebound. And it is quickly backhanded by Muzzin out and down the ice. Will this be icing?
Wow.
Yes, it will. It just does make the end line. And so it's coming all the way back into the Toronto zone with a circle to the, well, they make a decision, and they want it in the circle to the right of Anderson.
It's funny, in this game, the Leafs have had more opportunities off the rush in this game, but the Flyers have had many more opportunities from, what, about 7 or 8 feet out, including the only goal of this game.
Quick shot right off the faceoff by Morgan Frost was stopped by Anderson. Very similar to the second goal, or was that the first goal that he scored in the NHL?
The second.
Off the faceoff, yeah, second goal. The first one was the shorthanded goal, was it not?
Not.
Oh, no, that was the shorthanded goal.
Yeah. Yep. It was Bobrovsky short side that he scored the first one on.
Provorov sends it down into the Toronto zone, backhanded by Lawton, back of the net, and the Leafs have it again, and now here's Dermott skating out on the left wing. Drops it off for Nylander. Nylander circles in over the line. Plays it to himself off the boards in the corner. Tried to play it back there for the point. It comes to Dermott. Near side, Barry. Barry can't find an opening. Gives it off to Matthews, who shot it. That was stopped. The rebound in front of the net after Provorov had blocked it. It's cleared ahead and too far for Philadelphia. And an icing call against the Flyers will result with 12:39 to go here in the period. And the Leafs still trailing 1-0. 25 shots for the Maple Leafs, 2 in this period. 19 for the Flyers, 4 in this period.
We're discussing it during a commercial break. Michael Hutchinson, you would assume, will start tomorrow night against Colorado.
Here's a quick shot. Sorry, Ralphie. The puck came right to Matthews, but it went off his stick and went harmlessly wide. Centering pass, Matthews again, and Hart got low to make a good save there. Tavares out here on this line. Back to the blue line. Just kept in at the point by Riley. Riley playing it around the boards. Interesting combination out here for the Maple Leafs from Sheldon Keefe as the Flyers poke it out at center ice, trying to settle it down, get in over the line, drop pass in front, and it's intercepted, and Tavares starts away with Nylander. Nylander dropping for Matthews. Now to Barry, who drops it back to the blue line, kept in by Toronto momentarily, and then dug out by Philadelphia and carried to center ice. A saucered pass in on goal, and that was knocked away by the stick of Anderson. Back behind the net, it goes for Barry. Poked up on the wing for Timoshov. Timoshov can't get free. Tavares is still out there. He's been out there a while. Brought out at center ice by Riley. He's also been out there a while. In over the line, it goes into the corner. Timoshov centering, and that almost was deflected by Engvall. It may, in fact, have been touched, but Hart down low was able to, yes, get a shoulder on it and then cover up in the blue paint. Still 1-0 Philadelphia. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. The Maple Leafs put Nick Shore on waivers today, and that means that Mitch Marner will be in the lineup tomorrow night against the Colorado Avalanche. And there will be some more juggling of lines by Sheldon Keefe then. Here's Dermott with a shot off the shoulder. Bounces high in the net and into the goal. The Leafs have tied the game. Your guess is as good as mine, but Dermott shot the puck from the point and it went straight up. But did Tavares touch it before it went into the net?
Well, it is Travis Dermott leads the Leafs to the bench for the high fives. Face-off win by John Tavares. I think this just glances off the right shoulder of Hart.
And straight up in the air.
Straight up, straight down. Off his back and in.
Well, and who cares?
As they say, we'll take it.
8:38 is the time of the tying goal. We'll wait for the official announcement. But it is a 1-1 tie. As the Flyers send it down into the Toronto zone. I was about to say that Carter Hart had only one shutout in his career thus far. Now the Leafs with Muzzin in on the left wing, and a shot is whistled wide of the goal. Tavares trying to chip it in front of the net. Did so. Mikheyev after the puck. They're giving it to Dermott, the goal scorer. Sanheim for the Flyers gets it out at center ice. Voracek gets it in over the line. Couturier driving the net. Oh, and a nice pad save made by Anderson, who had to go across the net with him. Here's Provorov. Excuse me, it's Myers going to the net, and his backhand went wide. Leafs standing around in their own zone, and then Mikheyev is able to get a stick on an errant pass and send it out at center ice. So for Travis Dermott, that's goal number 3 on the season. Down into the corner it goes. Flyers Frost around back of the net. Works back towards the blue line. Got it for Konechny. Konechny centering pass. Knocked high off a body and goes wide of the goal. Played back to the blue line to Gostisbehere. Back in for Konechny around on the far side. Janssen chips it back behind his own goal. Konechny centers! They score! Giroux alone in front of the net, and it is 2-1.
We've seen this a lot. Leafs will battle back to tie. We saw it in Vegas, you'll remember. when the Leafs came back to tie it, and then a giveaway. Puck goes around behind the Leaf net. Andreas Johnsson has some pressure in the hash marks and the far boards, and decides instead of eating it, he's going to chip it back towards behind the net. And it's the perfect pass to a Flyer stick that's relayed out front to Giroux. And I believe it was Konechny was the Flyer that picked off the Johnsson attempt. And an easy goal for the Flyers and Giroux.
So and they,
it's sickening how often this happens, isn't it?
Flyers goal, score for number 28.
They do have a penchant for it. Dermott from Spezza is the Toronto goal. But a minute and 22 seconds later, the Flyers have the lead back. Now brought back in by Kerfoot. Sent into the Flyer zone. He's onto the puck quickly and back of the net for Hyman. Hyman around on the near wall. Kapanen trying to free it up but can't. And the Flyers, Lawton gets to center ice. He drops it off for Kevin Hayes. Hayes trying to get through the defense, and Dermott took it away from him. Dermott back over to the far side for Barry, and then Hayes gave Dermott a pretty good ride.
Little late on that.
Little. And over the line now for Barry. He has squeezed off the puck, and the Flyers have it in their own zone. Gostis Bear to center. He's going to shoot it into the Toronto end, and around on the wall it goes far side. Flyers centering pass goes well wide of the net. Kept in at the blue line then by Gostis Bear. Puck into the near corner. Trying to work out with it now is Van Riemsdyk, and it comes back along the boards to the point. Gostis Bear once more. Fed it off to his defense partner. A pass in on a deflection. And into the chest of Anderson, it's held. And Anderson wants a word with the official over something.
Well, the Leafs get a huge break on the tying goal, and then it's all Flyers in response. 2-1 lead, and Philadelphia coming on here in the third.
You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. So the Leafs have the same hill to climb that they had at the start of the period. The problem is they only have 8 minutes and 43 seconds. Down a goal, 2-1 to the Philadelphia Flyers here in Philly.
And a huge break, a great bounce for the Leafs to get back into it on a point shot that goes up in the air and lands in the back of the net. And then they give it right back.
Puck on the near boards in the Toronto zone, brought out by Nylander. Nylander to center, knocked it into the left wing corner. Muzzin wasn't able to continue with the rush. Puck goes off a stick along the near board, centering pass then by Matthews, didn't work, and is back out into the center ice area. Austin Matthews playing it back into his own zone, and Muzzin is there. Here's a pass ahead for Matthews. Works to center. In on the right side with Nylander. Trying to work back to the blue line, and Johnsson couldn't get to it. And it's brought out now by Lindblom to center ice. Lindblom into the corner. Played it into the slot. Leafs are able to tip it free, and it's brought quickly back by Kapanen. Kapanen in over the line, and he mishandles the puck, but he gets it handed back. Works in on his backhand. Now back to the point to Riley, and a wrist shot coming just wide. And the puck into the corner, and Tyson Barry there. Left it for Kerfoot. To the blue line to Riley. Riley to the near side it comes. Kapanen holding, top of the circles. Wrist shot in traffic. Big rebound, no one there. And it's launched to center ice by Oscar Lindblom. Flyers will just get it down into the Toronto end. Austin Matthews with just one assist in his last three games. Rink-wide pass for Spezza. Dished off the boards for Tavares. That didn't work. Flyers are able to chip it back in, and Joel Farabee goes into the forecheck. The Leafs quickly get it out. Here's a chance for Tavares to center. Rolls it to the net, and it's a scoop back of the goal then by Hart, and the Flyers are going to poke it out at center ice. 6:50 to play in the period. Mikheyev in on the right side for Spezza. Spezza against the wall. Spezza centers, and it went wide. Riley traps at the far point, gets it back in for Mikheyev. He mishandles the puck. It comes up on the wing. Flyers can't control it, but they do get it out. Toronto just shooting it back in to get a player change going. Flyers back in their own zone, leading 2-1. A pass intercepted at the blue line, tipped in by Toronto, looking for Nylander, and it was in behind him. Matthews can't get it. The stick is out of the hand of the Flyers goaltender.
Yeah, there's a penalty coming up, I believe, to the Philadelphia Flyers.
Well, the door to the Leafs is open.
Oh. Interference.
Never mind.
Auston Matthews is going to the box for interference.
Well, the Leafs had the first power play of the game, and now it's three straight. And trying to find Auston Matthews skated over the stick. Is that what they're calling it out? Yeah, Auston Matthews skated over the stick and then slid it to the boards, and that's going to be the penalty.
Final penalty is to number 34, Auston Matthews.
So an interference penalty to Matthews, and now the game on the line. Into the near corner and comes back to the blue line. Provorov over on the far side, down low, and a deflection on the doorstep was sent wide of the net. Cleared back to the blue line, Provorov, a shot, kicked away by Anderson. Rebound back to Provorov again. Provorov on the far side, trying to get it in, Konechny sends it back, and it's going to go all the way back into the Flyer end. Hart plays up quickly for Frost. Frost in over the line, but the rest of his mates had gone to the bench for player change. Leafs Riley back of the net, and he has an opening to send it off the boards and down the ice. Kapanen is up for checking. Kapanen is able to steal the puck. Now works to the near boards, being surrounded down there and outmanned. Engvall trying to help out as well, but it's around back of the net. Couturier for Philadelphia. 53 seconds left in the penalty. Brought out by Gostisbehere. He's going to shoot it in. Anderson out of the cage. Plays it himself along the boards, but it is broken up and played to the near wing. Kept alive there by Gostisbehere. Stolen by Engvall, but can't clear. Gostisbehere again. Into the corner. Now a centering pass. Big play by Riley to knock his man down to prevent a shot. And now he plays it ahead. And the Leafs, Gauthier skates it out at center. Gauthier chipping it into the right wing corner, going in after it. Goaltender Hart out of the cage. Gauthier couldn't drag it out in front. And the Flyers have it again. And now turning back into their own zone with a dozen seconds left in the penalty. Voracek giving it off to Scott Laughton. Matthews getting set to return in 4 seconds, and the Flyers won't be out of their own end in that time period. He steps out now. Rink-wide pass intercepted. Matthews trying to bring it in, had it knocked away. Flyers will launch it down into the Toronto zone. Muzzin turns. Up on the wing for Matthews. Turns back, sends it over for Cece. Cody Cece skates to center. He'll get it down into the Flyer end. Nylander pressing after Travis Sanheim. The scrum goes on back of the net. Leafs got a piece of it. Flyers have gotten rid of it, but it doesn't have enough to go for icing. So it's all the way back into the Toronto zone with 3:45 to go. We'll start keeping an eye on Frederik Andersen. 2-1 Philadelphia. Sweeping in now and shooting it in is Kerfoot. Down into the far corner for Myers. Myers gets it ahead and one defenseman back. 2-on-1 break here for the Flyers. In! Scores! Konechny!
Now the Leaf defense are at a point where they're going to have to take some chances. And the Flyers take off on really, I think this is their first clear-cut odd man rush, is it not? Myers made a great play from the right wing, or the corner to the right of the Flyer net. Instead of trying to force it up the boards, he makes a tape-to-tape pass to Konechny right at the blue line. And I think Freddie Anderson's got to have this one.
Yeah, it's off the angle, and
it's just a clear shot.
Face-off dot.
Does this go five hole?
Maybe. It got a lot of the net. 10th of the year for Konechny, and that may be the death knell as the Leafs trail by a pair for the first time in the game. So Travis Konechny, a giveaway and a loose puck in front of the Leaf goal is stolen back by Toronto. Chipped ahead, Kerfoot just had it taken away, or he had Kapanen breaking on a 2-on-1. Shot back into the Leaf end. 2:53 left, and Anderson will be heading for the bench rather quickly here if the Leafs can get a rush going. They are in the process of changing the forwards, and Dermott skates it out. Dermott to the red line. Pass in on the wing is a delayed offside. Anderson's gone to the bench, and it's cleared by Philadelphia back into the Toronto zone. Barry. Rink wide. Knocked off a Leaf stick. Back into the Toronto zone even deeper. 2:20 to play in the third period. The Leafs need a little lightning in a jar. Brought out now by Barry. Hits the red line. Shot it, but right at Ivan Provorov, who sends it down on an empty net, hits the goal post, and then is flipped into the net. Joel Farabee gets the empty net goal that will put this one on ice, and the Leafs are going to lose here in Philadelphia, and the season series will go to the Flyers.
More importantly for Philadelphia in the standings, a 7-point lead on the Leafs. Keep an eye on that if it comes down to a wild card spot. As the Leafs in key matchups in this conference, Buffalo takes 3 out of 4 points. Montreal Canadiens have won both games against the Leafs. Boston's taken 2 of 3. And the one loss was in overtime, so you start matching up the Leafs against teams battling to get in. Things have not been very positive.
Fires goal, score for number 49.
Dermott getting the puck off to Gauthier. Gauthier comes to center with a rink-wide pass for Hall. Hall gets in over the line and then lost the puck, and the Flyers are counterattacking as Myers comes to center. Got it in on the right side. Off Gauthier to the side of the goal. Anderson is going to cover up. With a minute 29 left to go here in the period.
So the Leafs, who are in the midst of a 13 of 16 game on the road streak. This is the 11th game of those 16, and they will fall to 4-7. And
after the game,
they woke up this morning out of a playoff spot with Buffalo hammering New Jersey last night.
Shot deflects in front of the net, knocked wide of Anderson's cage. Leafs against the boards in the near side, can't get it out. After the home game against the Avalanche tomorrow night, the Leafs are in St. Louis, then Vancouver, Calgary, and Edmonton.
Not an easy five-game stretch, is it?
No, it sure isn't. Left wing side, Lindblom gets it in on the left wing, and a shot right on, stopped by Anderson, knocked in around back of the net. Played up on the left wing boards, Sanheim unable to get to it, Flyers keeping it alive, played off onto the wing, and Spezza will just get it on the backhand and get it to the line and get it out. Minute left to go, Gostisbehere in on the left wing with a drive, scores! A bullet by Shane Gostisbehere. And a little insult to injury as it is 5-1.
Well, Leafs last Friday in Buffalo gave up 4 second period goals in the loss to the Sabres. Even though we got an empty netter here in the third period, it is in fact a 4-goal third period by the Philadelphia Flyers.
So the Flyers explode in the third after the Leafs tied the game at 8:35. 4 unanswered goals. Is it 5? It is! Van Riemsdyk scoring on a break with 26.6 seconds left in the third period.
Well, there's a season high. As this time Van Riemsdyk, puck has just lobbed the Leaf line, and Van Riemsdyk is behind the Leaf defense and walks in on Freddie Anderson. And we've seen this a lot from JVR. The great hands in close. Tucks it 5-hole through the pads of Freddie Anderson.
So the Philadelphia Flyers have blown what was a very close game for two periods and 16 minutes and 32 seconds of it into a laugher. as the final seconds will tick down here in the Toronto zone.
Now, the most disappointing goal, I think, of the night from a Leafs standpoint was the second one against. They scored a tie it on a fluke in the third period on a shot by Travis Dermott. And then it's back on their heels in their own zone. They cough the puck up. Giroux's wide open in front. And you can see the Leafs never really had a response after that. As even after Philly went up 2-1, there was more Flyers in the Leafs zone and Toronto was holding on. When you would have thought the gift from the hockey gods would have given them the extra jump, but they weren't able to take advantage.
So it is a lopsided score on a close hockey game. And the Maple Leafs will fall as their road record now is 6-9-0 and their overall record 13-12-4. So just the 500 mark. And that's not going to be good enough if you want to make the postseason. We'll see what happens tomorrow night when the Maple Leafs are at home. They are outshot in the game 29-28, so it wasn't lopsided in that department, but the score certainly is as the Flyers score five unanswered goals in the third period.
Well, it wasn't actually until the last two goals of the game that Philadelphia took over in that category. And like we said, there was, I thought the Leafs did a lot of good things early on, controlled the game, but then again, it was a breakdown in the Flyers' first goal. It was a horrid giveaway in the Flyers' second goal. And pretty soon, it was the Leafs had absolutely no energy and no answer. 14-5, the shots for Philly in the third period.
So the final score, the Flyers 6, the Leafs 1. We'll be back with you tomorrow night at home from Scotiabank Arena. The Colorado Avalanche arrive, and Nazem Kadri returns to Toronto as well. Game time, 7 o'clock. We hope that you will join us on many of these Leaf Radio Network stations. For Jim Ralph, Joe Bowen, inviting you to stay tuned for the post-game show with Jim Taddy and Kristen Chilton as the Leafs drop a 6-1 decision here in Philadelphia. You've been listening to Moultrie Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network.